Congressional Democrats from Delaware say they will not vote to reopen the government unless Republicans agree to more health care funding. WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more from the Delaware desk.
Democrats say they won't vote to reopen it until subsidies for Affordable Care Act plans are extended. Congresswoman Sarah McBride says without this funding, thousands of Delawareans will face premium hikes.
This is not about politics. This is about whether people can see a doctor, whether they can afford prescriptions, whether they can count on the services that they need.
Democrats also want Medicaid cuts restored. Republicans in Congress say they won't negotiate with Democrats on health care funding until they agree to reopen the government. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
Former Eagles backup quarterback Mark Sanchez is facing felony charges following a weekend altercation in Indianapolis in which he was stabbed. According to police, the Fox Sports analyst got into a dispute with the truck driver over a parking spot. And that surveillance video shows Sanchez grabbing the man and throwing him up against a wall. Marion County, Indiana prosecutor Ryan Mears says new police evidence has led to the more severe charge.
We're literally talking about people fighting over a parking space and or a dispute about where people are parking, and it resulted in someone receiving just incredibly significant injuries.
Both parties were injured. Sanchez was pepper sprayed and stabbed multiple times. However, police say the truck driver was acting in self-defense. This travel note, all lanes remain closed on Route 422 West in Upper Providence Township between Route 29 and Royersford due to fire department activity. Could be a few hours till the road is reopened. Checking sports, a disheartening night at the park. Phillies are now in a two-game hole against the Dodgers in the best-of-five National League Division Series with a 4-3 loss last night.